No way, Techno Tim was hollering to any and all down at the South End Bait Shop and Marina, where he was checking his 25-foot Arima parked in its berth. Both Tim and the fishing boat were rocking wildly, buffeted by storms real and imagined. A few of us boys were hustling along the dock, tightening lines, securing bumpers, trying in vain to avoid Tim's rant, especially when we all ended up trapped inside after the front of the squall sent waves lapping over the wharf and rain sent us all scurrying indoors, soaked in 15 seconds. Captain Phil didn't even wait before drawing our favorite beers from the cooler. Neither did we, grabbing beer rags and towels and bottles in one choreographed movement, drying off and wetting down simultaneously to Tim crying, "No way can this country afford raising minimum wage." "You're a small businessman, skipper. Tell them what'll happen when you can't afford to hire help at $20 an hour." Captain Phil slid back behind the counter, half defensive, half official, half hidden, mostly none of the above. "You sort of answered your own question, Tim," he dodged. "Damn right, nobody can stay afloat paying high wages," Techno shouted, proud of his meteorological metaphor in the very teeth of the storm lashing the pilot house that served as informal bar for the marina. "Miserable already, I decided my 2 cents wouldn't make much difference. Techno, you got to put yourself in their place, the ones working full-time and can't make a go of it." "Their place," T.T. spluttered, spraying foam over his storm-battered lips. "Their place? Get a better job, I say. Get some ambitious. Get an education. Quit looking for handouts." "Seems a little cold-hearted, Tim," Jippo John threw in, a towel draped over his head. He looked like a post-fight boxer, that or a demented Yasser Arafat. "Cold-hearted? Hell yeah, it's dog-eat-dog in the jungle of capitalism. Wake up and spell the money, John. The losers deserve what they get." "Serves them right," he cried happily, and threw down half his Bud Light in one victorious gulp, then slammed the bottle triumphantly on the Formica, before noticing the bow line on his Arima had wrenched loose and his boat was bashing against the neighbors. Howling, he headed for the door. "You guys gonna help?" he asked mournfully, pausing at the door. Jippo said, "Dog eat dog, Tim boy." Captain Phil said he was feeling cold-hearted all of a sudden. I asked, slouched comfortably in my seat, "What are you paying? I sure don't work minimum." T.T. cursed us one and all and scrambled into the squall. We waited a judicious minute, grins all around, then finally went out to help. Fun's fun, but in the end, we're all in this together.